It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ah, there we are. You're welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts, if you're to believe what we say. I know it actually is. And we record about five episodes, five or six episodes a week about different topics. And today's topic is going to, it's going to interest a lot of you because, as you know, all this week, the big story every single day has been the goings on in City West and Saugerties. And today's discussion, well, it's slightly about it and it isn't really. It all will make sense in a moment. But before we go on to that, I want to give out to a shout out to our show sponsor, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you're looking to transform your home or business with a fresh new flooring look, then it's time to talk to the experts. Who are the experts, Katie? No, that's what you asked me. Who are the experts?
Oh, who are the experts, Jeremy?
The experts, Katie, are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.
Okay.
You'd never make an ad reader.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm in the middle of an ad, actually. I'm literally in the middle of an ad.
I'm sorry. I'm so unprofessional. Yes. I'm sorry, Jeremy. What is it you want me to say?
No, I don't want you to say anything.
I'm all in.
My apologies to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for Katie's interruption. I'm doing an ad here.
No. Tell me what you want me to say.
I don't want you to do anything.
I'll do it in a really sensual voice. Go on.
No, they want to sell the product.
So sensually.
They want to, yeah.
They don't want me to put people off.
No. So with over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can literally walk on. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all. They have stores, Katie. Ask where the stores are.
Where are the stores, Jeremy?
The stores are in Artain in Dublin, just up the road there, and in Rush, County Dublin,
Just
up the road as well, beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or the entire space, remember the name, Carpet Luxury Bedding, Floor and Furniture, cutting carpets every single day. And you know, ask me what the best part is.
What's the best part, Jeremy?
Can you do it in a more natural way?
Can you actually do this before the thing to make it sound more natural?
No, it's you can't make anything sound natural. Ask me what's the best part.
What's the best part, Jeremy?
They offer free measuring and sample service, Katie. So pop into them and say hello or call them on 01-847-3320. That is Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Thank you very much for sponsoring today's podcast. Now, ladies and or gentlemen, people are annoyed. So all this week, as you know, we've been covering the issues going on in City West and Saugert. And there's been a lot of different conversations about it. And one of the things that came up on yesterday's show, which we were all shocked by, was the revelation that some of the kids... So, we want to make this very clear again. There were two different protests going on in City West and Saugert over this week, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There were the normal protests by the residents who don't want the hotel being run as an iPass centre. I support them 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it.
They're right to be concerned.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the first protest and that is a legitimate protest. And then as we saw on Wednesday night, it was taken over by scumbags with masks on scooters throwing rocks at the Gardaí. And when you looked a bit closer into those videos, you will have been shocked by what you saw. Now, one listener who sent us a video that she recorded herself, she doesn't want to be named on it, we'll call her Helen, actually. And Helen has sent us a video, and I want you, Katie, to describe what she... So this is a video...
So turn it to me slightly there.
Yeah, this is a video from Wednesday night recorded at City West, and it's the Gardaí lining up with their batons and all that, and facing
a group of about, 20?
There's about 20 young fellas there. Now, the
between
youngest...
14, I'd say, is, 13, 14.
They're about 13, 14.
13, yeah.
Now, these two out to the edge here are about 9 or 10.
Yeah, they are very young.
Now, this video was recorded at 9:30 at night. So, 9:30 at night, you have young fellas here younger than 10. And by the way, we're not making this up. If you want to listen to the previous episodes of the podcast where we actually spoke to residents who have seen kids. And by the way, these kids aren't from City West.
No, they're coming in from different parts.
From God knows where, from no man's land. So they are coming in up to City West. What is a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old doing out on the streets at that early?
Well, more importantly, where are the parents?
Oh, they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. Anyway, so that's just to set the scene. Here is the message that came in to us that we want to deal with. And this is from Aidan. He's a regular listener to the podcast. And he says, I've been listening to your podcast all week. It's been such an eye-opener. I heard a caller on your show saying that there were kids rioting and protesting up at City West on Wednesday, and they were as young as 7 and 12. That's true, by the way. We had that caller on the last episode. 7-year-olds.
That's crazy.
Without the parents.
Absolutely crazy. That's a year older than my son.
Yep. Would you let him go out to...
Absolutely not. He wouldn't get out past the front garden on his own.
What are 7 and 12-year-olds doing out at 9 p.m. throwing rocks at police? What the fuck? Says Aidan. I have a video of two kids on scooters up at City West, and they're only about 10 years of age. Now, we have that video. He sent it to us. There's the video. Mm-hmm. We can post it because you can see their faces.
Their minors are visible in it, yeah.
And they are minors, so we don't want to do that. But what age are those two kids on the scooters?
They were 7.
You can see one of them holding fireworks. Look at the
Jesus
fireworks
Christ.
In his head.
I'd say about 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So first of all, it's illegal for them to be on scooters. This
crazy.
This video was about 9 o'clock at night, and the two of them are on scooters holding fireworks going at the police. What the fuck, says Aidan, is wrong with these parents? We need a curfew for winter. Under 16s, off the streets after 8 p.m. If they're cut out after 8, throw them in the back of a police car and drop them home and then take the welfare off their parents. Discuss this, says Aidan.
Sorry, what age did he say?
Sorry, 16. So anybody...
What time? 8 o'clock for 16-year-olds?
You what?
8 o'clock for 16-year-olds. That's not fair on the rest, on the people who actually can behave like civilized individuals.
There's no reason for a teenager to be out on the streets at that hour of the night.
When I was 16, there is no way.
Yeah, but we know what you were doing at 16.
Don't even go there.
No, I'm not going there, but I'm just saying you weren't.
I wasn't throwing stuff at Gardaí.
No, but you were up to no good.
Yeah, but I wasn't causing any trouble for anybody. I was probably, my parents wouldn't have been thrilled me being out in cars and stuff, but I wasn't causing any shit for anyone. I wasn't out participating in antisocial behaviour. It's not fair to punish people who can behave themselves based on a few little scumbags.
If you're going
to
have it, a lot of these teenagers who are involved in these riots this week, yeah? Mm-hmm. Nothing can be done to them. They know that, okay? So when they're arrested by the guard...
Then go after the scumbag parents.
But
their dough.
They would have to arrest the kids first to find out who the parents are. How are they going to know who the parents are? Why are those two kids on scooters?
Because their parents are rats.
Okay, the parents are rats.
Yeah, that's why. Because where are the parents?
Oh, they don't. They're at home. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit where their kids are. So my point is, you cannot say, "Oh, well, it's only some 16-year-olds that should be." We need it across the board.
No, I don't agree with you. That's a draconian.
I agree with you, Aidan. No 16-year-old. Or lower should be out after dark. My kids, would your kids be out after dark?
At 16, during the winter it gets dark at like 7. At 16 I would not have been told you have to be in by 8 o'clock.
Well, there's no reason for kids to be...
Whatever, about maybe up to 13, 14, fair enough. But 16, that's... No, it's not fair to punish good kids based on a few little
shits. Well, can I just say that, I'll say this to you and I'll take on anybody that says otherwise. Kids from good backgrounds and good upbringing and good areas are not out at night.
But that's my whole point.
They're not out at that age.
But that's my whole point. But if they want to be out and they can be trusted, kids from, yeah.
No, I'm from a normal estate. It's nothing special or anything like that, yeah? But if you drive around my estate, yeah?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock any night, you won't see one kid out. Why? Because the parents are actually
Well, at 8 o'clock around where I live, and I don't live in a scummy area, there's plenty of kids out.
At night? In the dark?
But 8 o'clock isn't really... I think, 9, 10 o'clock, I'd say fair enough. But 8 o'clock...
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? You're so out of the loop. You're such an old man. You really are. You're so old-fashioned in your views. You cannot blame... And you can't take it out on innocent kids who haven't done anything wrong, and that you'd be punishing people who don't deserve it.
Again, I'll say it again, there's no reason for kids to be out at that hour of the night. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. 085-825-2626 is our number. 085-825-2626.
Jess says on Facebook, the depths of winter gets around dark around 5, Katie. And she's right. So what? Then 5 o'clock because it's dark.
No, that's okay. I can understand. Like, my young fella does football training 2 evenings a week, and that would be till 7 o'clock. But after that, he comes in. There's no reason. And David is saying, and David, we've invited you onto the show all week. You're very, very shy. You're willing to come on. Just send us your number. David says, how do we know they're on the dole? Well, maybe they're not, David, but 9 times out of 10.
My guess is these parents are dole heads whose kids are out. I don't even care if that insults. I would bet that most of them are on benefits and probably have never worked a day in their lives.
Sorry, what do you mean they haven't worked a day in? That the parents?
It's a certain caliber of person out at those things, let's be honest.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. People are upset now that we're saying that these parents are on the dole. Here's the thing. they probably are. Katie's actually right, because good parents from good backgrounds, bringing up kids properly, don't leave their kids out of that at night. Now, Laura has been on to us. We'll take your calls in one sec because I just want to read this out. If anybody actually listened to the people of the area, this could have been avoided. Laura, again, I'm not dissing your comment. That's a conversation that we've had already. There's about three episodes of our podcast where we've discussed the incident that led up to these protests. We are not talking, we've spoken about that all week, Lord. We are not talking about the legitimate protests of people in that area. Dean, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey guys, not too bad, man.
Cool. Now, what do you make of this? We're getting flack over Aiden. Well, it wasn't me suggested, it was Aiden, the listener. What do you make of that? Curfew, anybody under 16, off the roads by 8 o'clock.
I wouldn't go as far as a curfew now. That's a bit much, but like it boils down to the parents. Like if parents don't know where their kids are at that age, then it's seriously a problem with them. Like, you know, like you can't just curfew everybody under that age just because there are certain parents that don't take care of their kids. Like, so that's just what I think.
Sorry, Dean, your last comment there, what did you say?
I said you just can't curfew everyone.
Yeah,
that's my
point on this. Jeremy thinks that it's that easy. You can just put a blanket ban on kids being under 16 being out at a certain time. But one, how do you even enforce it?
Exactly.
How is it even enforceable?
Kids have to have a life too.
Yeah, exactly. I hung around the streets and cars and everything else when I was a teenager. I didn't cause any harm. Why should I be punished for the little scroats that can't behave themselves?
A teenager has no business being on the streets at night.
What else are they going to do? At 16 years old, you're 2 years off adulthood. What else are you going to do?
But they have no...
You don't want to stay at home with mommy and daddy.
Any teenager that wants to be out of daddy's night is up to no good.
That's bullshit. Yeah, no. That is bull.
8 o'clock isn't like night time though. Like, yes. You know, they're not out like at 12 o'clock at night causing trouble. Like,
the ones up in City West, where?
Yeah, but that lies on the parents. Like, if they're not taking control of their own kids, then that's where the problem is. Like, I don't even blame the kids. Like, they just have no one to... You know, show them up the right way or whatever. That's the problem. Parents are probably worse. So
no, sorry, I don't blame the kids either because the parents are just they haven't raised them properly. So I don't blame them either. But what I'm saying is, these parents are always going to be like this. They're always going to be irresponsible. So we need to take the power out of it. Yeah. And get them off the streets because the parents aren't doing it.
Yeah, but then you can't punish everyone else in the country because certain kids in Dublin are causing trouble. So. You know, you can't have it that way. And you're not going to be able to police it anyway.
Jeremy,
how do you keep everything?
What were you doing?
I wasn't allowed out.
8 o'clock at 16.
Okay, maybe at 8 o'clock, but certainly not 9 o'clock. Well, if there was a protest on, I wasn't allowed near that.
Okay, just take the protest out of it, right? Because you're talking about a curfew coming in across the board, so it would be not just when there's protests on. What were you doing at 16?
I was probably in friends' houses and stuff like that, but I wasn't out on the street. There's no reason to be out on the street.
You sound like such an old fuddy-duddy. Like it's.
But look, sorry, you were shocked at the video that I showed you of the two young fellas.
Because they're at a protest. That's different to hanging around the streets of where I live and young fellas just hanging around doing nothing. And young ones, it's like...
Like Deirdre says, at least you know where your kids are when they're playing the PlayStation. They are safe. That's where they should be. They should be in their bedrooms.
At 16, just we're not talking about... 12 or 13 year olds, obviously 12 or 13. We're talking about 16 year olds. 2 years off adulthood. At 17, you can have your own car and your own license. The world is your oyster. I had a car at 17.
Okay, well, can we make it 15 then?
Even Jean? At 15, 8 o'clock.
It can, but I just don't see how you can punish everyone else for the actions of a few. You know, that's like us, like punishing every adult then, all you have to stay in after 11 o'clock at night because there's a few
because the fact of the matter is, lads, good parents don't allow their teenagers out at night. And again, I bring you back to this. I live in a normal estate, but if you drive through, I'll take a bloody video of it.
Angela says, genuine question. At 16, Katie, what were you doing driving around cars? I had friends who had cars.
Yeah, but you were driving your parents mad. Your parents were up the walls. So that, no,
but
it's
I
not
never
funny.
But
it's
I
not
never
fucking funny.
Anyone.
It's not funny.
How is
because,
it not funny?
It's not funny because your parents were up the walls because you were going to car meets at 16 years of age. You shouldn't be doing that. That's the point.
But at 16, you are 2 years off being an adult.
Yeah, so wait until you're 2 years off.
Okay, so looking back, at 16, I was doing that. I was never arrested. I've never been in trouble with the law.
I'm not saying you had them. I'm just saying with your parents.
What is the problem? Okay, I had my parents' head wrecked. I used to sneak out of the house and everything else. But what is the problem in terms of what trouble was I causing to anybody in public?
Okay, let me go to Laura. Laura, how are you? You're on Opinions Matter.
Hiya, I'm not too bad. Now, even following from that, I live in a small estate in City West. So there'd be kids from 7 right up to 16, 17. they're out on our estate until 10, whatever o'clock at night. They're causing no trouble. They're hanging around the estate. They might be throwing a football around, standing around chatting. And you want to put a curfew on that. You'd rather them sit in on their screens, zombies instead.
Now, is this winter time or summertime? Is this when it's pitch dark?
Well, summertime, and even when it's dark out.
I know, but summertime,
I'm in a small estate.
Yeah, but summertime is fine, Laura, because summertime, it doesn't get dark till after 10 o'clock. But say...
But why is that not okay in the winter?
Okay, say tonight, say it's dark at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, will there be kids under the age of 10 out playing on the streets?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Why? I'll tell you, we're in a small estate in City West. And the other night when these riots were going on, the men of our estate were out trying, like, they were the ones that were running the troublemakers from coming into our estate.
Can I just say that, Laura? They were absolutely brilliant, those residents of City West, because I saw the videos and we spoke to some of them on the podcast yesterday, I think it was, and they're absolutely brilliant because they don't want their area being run down and turned into a war zone.
Well, the second night of the riots, every single estate had guard apportioned, like, sitting on the estates except ours. And when the people in the estate were out watching that, none of them came into our estate. The riot squad came in to spray them.
You see, that's wrong.
Now, there have been troublemakers in our estate, all over the fence, watching what was going on. And the people that were out watching our estate, making sure that nothing was destroyed and damaged.
Which is brilliant. Because
were the ones that were threatened to get stripped.
I don't know if you heard the podcast. I think it was Tuesday's podcast, Laura. We spoke to a woman.
I heard some of it.
So she's in her front. She sent us videos and she's sitting in her front living room with her child and there's literally a car on fire a couple of yards from her and she was terrified and the child was terrified. And I know...
My child is sitting in here the last couple of nights terrified because all he can hear is blue flashing lights and fireworks.
And it's not the residents of City West and Sargert that are causing all the trouble because...
No, but the problem is it's the residents that are getting the brunt of it. It's the residents that are getting sprayed, that are getting battered.
Yeah, I mean, the cops...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the cops need to realise that. But did you see like 7 and 8 year olds out throwing rocks at the Garda the other night?
I did see young lads out causing trouble. And the problem is they were all encouraging each other then and it got worse and worse. It built up. But I don't agree that you can do something like that across the board.
We're going off topic here. We're talking about kids throwing stones and rocks and nobody's going to say that that's okay in 7 and 8 year olds. The topic here is 16-year-olds being banned. Let's stick to the topic and it's just a ridiculous
idea. No, but I assume given what's going on in your area at the moment, Laura, that parents aren't letting their kids out.
Couldn't even let my 14-year-old out over them couple of nights.
So
we were up at City West on Monday night and it was peaceful. We had a peaceful protest outside the iPass Centre.
Yeah, I saw it. It was, you know...
There was no trouble on Monday night.
Nope.
I went up Tuesday night with hopes for the same and I had to walk away with my son because they started spraying.
Yeah. And then...
And the riot squad started moving in and it did not matter who you were. They were coming through you.
They didn't pick or choose. Now,
no.
I want to read a message because this came in earlier on. It's not about you, but why did parents have their teenagers at these protests? It's not appropriate.
Because up until now, there had been peaceful protests.
Yeah.
And nobody seemed to have a clue about that.
And in fact, Laura, the videos that I saw last night of the protest in the village, absolutely, candle vigil, absolutely.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, I know it is. And I feel sorry for you guys that your protests, your peaceful protests were taken over by the scumbag element. But part of that problem was the teenagers were allowed out at night, they were allowed to do whatever they want, and there was no curfew, so the guards couldn't take them away.
But the thing is, I would say 80% of them or more were not even from the area.
No, I completely agree with you.
But that brings me back to the point then, why should good kids suffer because of a few little scruffs?
Because I don't think, say, so we take a 10-year-old, I don't think a 10-year-old, or say your son Laura, and I'm sure he's a good kid because you sound like a good mother, but he has no business being out on the streets at 9 o'clock at night in the pitch dark, does he?
No, but my 14-year-old would be.
Yeah, there you go. It's normal.
You know
Jeremy
what I mean?
Thinks that all kids would. sitting in bed or watching a movie with mommy and daddy at 14, 15, 16. Come off it, would you? You would lived in a different world, Jeremy. You really did.
Sorry, Laura, go on.
If they are inside, they're going to be just stuck to their phones, scrolling, and it's no good for them either.
Okay, stay there for a second, Laura, because Angela, you want to have a word with Laura. Now, first of all, I don't want you to question her parenting because she sounds like a good parent.
No, God, no.
No, I think Angela wants to have a word with me.
Oh, she wants to have a word.
I want to have a word with Katie.
Let's go, girl.
No, I can't. Before I go all in on Katie, I think Laura, it was so nice last night, and I know that's a very horrible thing to say in one way, to see the genuine people out there who wanted to protest peacefully for what's going on up there. And I don't blame you the other night for bringing your teenagers out, because they were with you. That's the difference. That's the big difference. There were parents out there who brought teenagers with them. It's all the other scroats and scumbags that decided to come down and cause mayhem.
So do you think there should be a curfew then, Angela,
Absolutely. Yeah, there should be a curfew unless you're out with your parents.
But that's Laura's son, because Laura, what age is he? He's 14. And what time will he be out till?
My oldest son is 14.
So what age will he, or what time will he be out till tonight?
Well, I don't know about tonight. Like, last night they didn't even let him out because I didn't know what way it was going to go.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And I didn't even go up to the protest to it myself last night because...
But say last week. Say last.
And I didn't know how it was going to go. But he could be out until 10 o'clock, half 10.
If he's not causing trouble, what is the problem? If Laura exactly. knows where her son is and he's just chilling out, you know, hanging around, what's the issue? Why should he be punished for other scroats?
I just think they're too young. They are too young.
So at what point do you give them a bit of independence, Angela? What point do you let them, you know... develop some independence?
But they're 14. They're 14. You can't let them develop and be independent at the age of 14. And Casey, can you tell me how the hell your parents let you go out around in a car?
They didn't,
at the age of
16? They didn't. They had no idea. My parents had no idea where I was any of the time. Any of the time, ever.
That's why there should have been a curfew.
Oh, that's why there should have been a curfew. But I've never been in trouble.
Stop.
Come on. I've never been in trouble with. I've never been in trouble with the guards. Have the guards ever been called to my house? No, I can honestly say they have not ever been called to my house. There are teenagers who can go out and
actually. You never got taught you what you were doing.
Yeah. Well, Laura, let me ask you.
Answer that.
I wasn't doing anything that I had to get caught.
You were breaking their heart. Anyway,
but I wasn't doing anything I had to get caught for by the guards.
Laura, can I ask you, to the best of your knowledge, because I'm trying to get my head around this, and I'm sure Angela is as well. What will, if you say, for instance, none of this happened this week in City West, and your 14-year-old is out on the streets at 10 o'clock at night, what's he doing on the street at 14 at 10 o'clock at night?
He's talking to his friends. They might be kicking a ball around. Like,
what did you even ask her that? What business is it?
No, because I'm just trying to find out why he needs to be there. Go on, Laura.
Well, to me, it's actually better than him sitting in on his phone, just scrolling or playing games or on Roblox and stuff. Huh?
If he's like Laura, and believe me, you sound like an amazing parent. So I'm not I'm not knocking you, right?
Well, look, I have Family Link on his phone, so I know if he goes too far. I know where he is. He's a good kid. I feel like I can trust him. Huh?
What if he leaves his phone at a friend's house?
Oh, he has his phone on him all the time.
But what I'm saying is, Jeremy, right?
No.
If your child comes in from home, does his homework, has something to eat and goes out for a couple of hours and is in at 9 o'clock at night, what's the problem with that? Can't he go on his phone for an hour and a half at 9 o'clock at night? Because if he's out until
I would rather my kids be out, you know, not causing trouble, but hanging around with their mates and getting fresh air and having a laugh and sitting in on their phones as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of nights that he doesn't go out and I'm kind of like, would you not want to go out? You know what I mean?
These scumbag parents teach their kids some manners and then there's no problem.
Exactly.
Take their dole away. You need a license for a dog.
Like, I don't understand what a 14-year-old is doing out at 10 o'clock at night.
Hanging around with their friends. Being normal teenagers.
I don't understand it. Why do you have them out at that hour of the night when they should be in home? Let them go out all evening. They're getting all the fresh air they want and let them come home at 9 o'clock and stay in and then go on their phone or watch a bit of television. Never hurt any of us.
What about a 16-year-old, Angela?
A 16-year-old, 10 o'clock. What, you're going to let a 16-year-old?
I'm actually thinking about what you said. 10 o'clock for a 16-year-old. 2 years off adulthood. I mean, at 17, you can drive. You can have a license. What did you just do?
Hold on. At 17, you can drive. You can drive, but it's a learner's permit. You're not meant to be going out around the roads your own.
I don't know if you saw the videos, Angela, of the kids confronting the guards, kids, aged 7 and 8 years of age. Literally, what did you make of that?
Kids at that age should not be at a protest like that. They shouldn't be. They don't understand it. Don't tell me that a child of 7 or 8 knows we are down here because a 10-year-old got raped, allegedly raped by a foreign guy. So they shouldn't be there.
Oh no, sorry. Those kids don't know why they're there. Certainly not 7 or 8 years of age. You would like to think they don't know.
Yeah.
So
I don't agree with bringing children to protest. And certainly not protests where you know there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, the protest that was held last night in the village, it was absolutely fine. It was a vigil, and there was absolutely no trouble. It was just the residents of the area.
But which is lovely to see.
Which is lovely, but certainly, yes, the 3 previous nights, absolutely not. And again, I don't know what those parents, when they see the videos of their kids firing rockets at the Gardaí...
You're not dealing with normal people in society. You're dealing with people who are just... scum. I mean, they don't care. Okay, that's why their kids are out, because they don't care enough to keep tabs on them.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela. I'm going to come to David in a sec.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
David, what do you want to say about this?
Hi, Adrian. Love the show.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Listen, I've a 14-year-old. She's out most nights at 10. She goes down and sits at McDonald's. She was a gang of other girls. So I think this curfew you're talking about won't really work, because there is good kids out there. They're not all bad.
No, there are good kids out there, but how can you differentiate between the good ones and the bad ones?
Hey, so people go and get pissed at the weekends. They get into fights outside pubs. Let's close the pubs. If we're going on your wavelength there and the way you think,
exactly.
Why don't we close all the pubs?
So
because
she's,
some arseholes can't behave
so
themselves.
What age is she again, David?
She's 14.
14 and out till what time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
On the dot.
Angela, is that okay? Is that okay, 14?
No. David, what time were you allowed out until?
Oh, probably. I wasn't allowed back in the house probably till 12 o'clock. You know, back in the... It's different days back, way back then. She has a phone on her. I make sure she's with her friends. She doesn't walk home by herself. You know, we're responsible parents. All I'm saying is there is good kids there. And
She stays in McDonald's.
She doesn't move out of McDonald's. The whole gang of them sit there and just talk to each other and have fun. Now, if I found out she was doing anything like a CNTV, she'd never get out again. But I trust her and she's a good kid and she's not a liar.
She's 14.
You sound like a rabbit. I know she's 14.
She's never lied to you in your life.
No, never, never.
Oh, God.
She's a very shy, very quiet girl.
Yeah, she can go out and sit at McDonald's till 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, she can. What do you think she's going to do? Drop a nickel for everybody in the town or something? What are you saying?
But How do you know?
How do you know?
Well, I'm asking you how
exactly.
do you know. You have just turned around and said that in 14 years of your daughter's life, she's never lied to you.
No, she hasn't.
How do you know?
What kind of stupid question, really?
How do you know she hasn't lied to you?
Well, next time she's gone out at night with a gang of friends
sitting in McDonald's. And you believe all of that?
Yes, because I drive down there sometimes. She's always there.
And why do you drive down?
Because sometimes I'm driving by. Sometimes you pick her up. She might ring us. It's raining. She doesn't want to pick up. You know, she wants
but
to walk home.
You don't know. If you drive down there to pick her up, then she's going to be there. How do you know where she's been before that?
And you just said sometimes
you drive down there, so that's obviously to check up on her. But why would you check up on her if you touch her and she'll never
get a word in, will you? Let me get a word in, I'll answer your question.
Go on.
She's listening to you, go on.
I say I drive down, not to check it. We drive past. It's only about a 7-minute walk from our house. But it's 7 minutes, so I'm not checking on her. I don't have to check on her. I trust her. I don't say how
so
you know again.
You're 14 and you never check up on her.
What do you mean never check? If I think there's problems, I'll check up on her. Of course I will. But there is no problem. She's a good kid.
But you don't know that.
What? Have you got kids?
You don't know that.
Have you got kids?
Yeah, I have 4.
You're 4 all the day?
13, 16, 17 and 23.
And you don't let them out after a certain time?
No.
Well, that's good. I respect that. That's fine. That's up to you. I don't have a problem with that. But why have you got a problem with me?
Because you're letting a 14-year-old go out at night where you don't know where she is, even though she says she's at McDonald's. But you trust her because she's never lied to you in your life. But you know what? I don't have kids. right? I was just saying that because it's normal. Oh, you don't have kids. You don't know what it's like.
Ah, there
Come on.
Oh, she's allowed to have an opinion.
So why did you lie? You do have kids.
Because every time on this,
I lied to you,
and you didn't know about it.
What's that got to do with that?
You're 14-year-old. Because how do you know your 14-year-old's not lying to you?
Listen, Adrian, this one's a weird fairy.
What did she say that's a weird fairy? She just believes in...
How do you know she's not lying to you? How can I answer that?
You have to give teenagers a bit of trust. Teenagers are pathological liars.
They are.
Oh, look, I was the biggest liar going.
David, you even know...
So was I.
Yeah.
But that's all a part of growing up. It's part for the course.
Katie, Jeremy,
can I just say, if I turned around to my mum and dad now and said, did I ever lie to you? They'd burst out laughing.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
So David, if you believe,
I never brought the guards to the door. I never did anything like that. But not one parent out there should turn around and go, I trust my child. They've never lied to me.
Yeah, but you have to trust. You have to give them, even if they're lying to you. You may take it with a pinch of salt. You have to let them do it. It's all a part of growing up.
I think it all might have took me up wrong there. I'm sure I've been told a little lie. I'm not saying. But what I mean is, she's never been in trouble. She's never been in trouble in school. She's just a good kid, and I think good kids should be rewarded as long as you trust them to do the right thing.
I am not saying she's anything else other than a good kid. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, she's a 14-year-old kid.
Right, and you've got four kids, have you?
No, I've none. I was lying. I guess you haven't.
That's why you don't know what you're talking about because you've no kids.
Because you have no kids
because you need to be able to talk to a child to understand them. You haven't got kids, so you don't understand how children would react. You don't understand how your children would react if you had children. I know my daughter, and she knows me, and she knows if she's done nothing wrong, she'd be grounded for life. She's a good kid, and she does the right thing all the time. And you can't talk. You can't really stand up now and talk after lying like that. Anyway, I've got four kids, 12, 16, 4, whatever.
I can, because so if I had four kids, you wouldn't come back with, well, you can't say that.
Angela, I'm going to give you a line here, and I really believe this, right?
Oh, here's one.
Here's one of Katie's lines.
Well, it's not my line. By the way,
Katie's the best mother ever.
Best mother ever.
There's no such thing as a perfect parent, Jeremy.
Oh, to you.
That's rich coming from you on your constant pedestal of yourself on. Stricter parents raise better liars. You tell your kids no. It's like parents who won't let their kids eat sweets, and you see them at the parties. You know the kids who aren't allowed to eat sweets, and they're stuffing their faces and packing it up for like. You have to give kids a bit, and you have to take that there are going to be lies.
Yeah, but don't be played a fool. Don't be played for a fool.
No, either. Everything within reason.
But Casey, he has turned around and said, "Oh, I trust her. She's 14. Oh, I trust her. She's never lied to me." She's a good
listen,
kid.
Never trust a 14 or 15-year-old. Never trust a child. No, never trust
never,
a child, absolutely. A child. But be aware.
You know what it could be? It could be a thing of, well, Daddy, I never got caught.
But sure, can I say one of the things you used to do, Katie, as well?
Okay, it depends. Say it to me off air first because now I'm afraid.
No, it's not that bad. But one of the things you used to do, didn't you, which people don't believe happens, you used to go out in certain clothes and then have other clothes in the bag.
I used to hide clothes. Yeah.
I did that.
What I used to do as well was I used to actually tell my friend I'd come and stay in her house.
Oh, I'm terrified about what you're about to say now.
No, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stay in someone
but
else's.
I'd get her mom, this is when I was like 15, and I'd get her mom to talk to my mom, and it would be all okay.
Jess, come and stay here.
Half an hour later, oh, listen, I'm not feeling too well. And off I'd be in the car up the Wicklow Mountains.
I am with you on that, but I wasn't in the car up the Wicklow Mountains.
Well, sorry, what were you doing in the car up the Wicklow Mountains, Katie?
I was going for a spin.
A spin with who?
With friends. But like normal.
Who's your friends, Katie?
Yeah, this is all. I can't deal with this.
What? Yeah. I was doing normal 15 and 16 year
olds. By the way, can I just say,
to
stay there for a second, Angela, can I just say, Katie, if karma exists, yeah? If karma exists, your daughter will do the same thing to you. She will.
Oh, karma, listen, karma is coming. I can see karma is already knocking at my door.
Oh, I hope it does. I literally
hope it does.
Watch you put your parents through.
See you and Alex. See you talk to me.
Answer the door there. Karma's there. Hi, karma.
Karma is coming for me. I can see it with my daughter.
You deserve karma.
I never got in trouble. I didn't get pregnant. Never had the guards at my door.
Your mother and father aged so much because of you. Your daughter,
love to hear you say that.
Their other daughter's a little angel, never gave them
yeah,
a...
And she was, yeah. No, I was a bitch.
And you're like...
Yeah. But now I'm a perfect citizen, so...
On that, let's have... someone else, Brian, we're going to talk to in a second, wants to have a word with you as well. Here is Sharon. How are you, Sharon? How are you?
Guys, we couldn't enforce a total curfew, but what they could look at doing is the kids that are caught doing antisocial behaviour could be given a curfew, because... there's no consequences nowadays for kids caught doing antisocial behaviour, and it's they're learning from the adults, so the parents have to be held responsible as well and challenged on their parenting skills.
The thing is, Sharon, they don't have parenting skills. I just can't fathom the videos of 7 and 8 year olds throwing things at Gardaí and thinking to myself, what sort of parenting? And unfortunately.
Brian McDonough, who sent his number there. Brian, Amanda here is ringing you, Goodo, so can you answer?
Okay, give him a chance. Here,
she's tried him a few times.
Okay, calm down.
No, I'm just asking if you send your number.
Calm down. Here is Deirdre. Hi, Deirdre.
Angela doesn't know what she's talking about, Germany.
Oh, okay.
Kay, you said the perfect thing there. 100% I agree with you. There's no perfect parents. But my grandmother and my mother, Lord of mercy on them, had a very good saying. Anyone rearing the arsehole of a child should never talk about anybody else's, because we don't know what we're rearing. I reared 6 children. I had one that was in a lot of trouble with the guards as well, but he changed his life around, and I mostly rear good kids, and they tell me that I'm not a good mother, that I'm a fantastic mother. So I must have been doing something right. Thanks, lads. You're doing a good job on the show today.
Oh, thanks very much. I don't agree with you, but there you go. Don't go away. More calls now coming up.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now here we go. People are angry. Justin, can I just say to you, by the way, because people who just listen to this podcast, we record this podcast live, and that's where the calls come in. So if you're listening to this podcast later on after it was recorded, we record it live and people message us as we're talking about it on our Facebook page or on WhatsApp. And Justin is not happy, and I want to put Justin's point to Katie. And Justin says, dissing. Well, he says dishing. But I presume he means dissing. Dissing people on the dole is not going to get you followers, guys. By the way, Justin, we don't need any more followers. We'd like 200,000 followers on social media.
Oh, no. Don't get cocky. That's a high horse you're setting yourself up to fall for.
And we've
just
a quarter of a million listeners to the podcast every month. So
that is true, but you're setting yourself up to failure.
Okay, sorry.
Don't go there.
Okay. I won't stop.
Higher horse, the bigger the fall.
Higher horse, bigger fall. Anyway, he goes on. A lot of arrogance I'm listening to. Justin's clearly a brand new listener.
Yeah.
We've been at this for years, Justin. A certain caliber of person.
Yeah.
Nice. Those parents just need guidance.
Oh, stop.
Instead
Let's
of
sit them down.
And here we go. The migrants has to come into it as well. Shush, I'm trying to read it.
No, stop.
Instead of spending $4 billion on illegal migrants... And I'm not going to say the next part because there's obviously a court case pending to it. And building mosques. By the way, Justin, if you had any intelligence, you'd know that all the mosques in Ireland are paid for privately. They're not paid for by...
Yeah, but we don't get churches in
by you.
Yeah, but, over there, to be fair.
But they're not built by
taxpayers. Doesn't matter.
But they're not built with... No, he's saying that the government is spending money on building mosques. They're actually not. They're privately built.
It doesn't matter. The point is we wouldn't get churches over there.
Literally, I've been in church.
No, not everywhere, Jeremy. Not everywhere.
I think
so.
Every,
don't even go there. I've been here, and they definitely
well, no, I've
have.
Been
them.
To, I've been no. to Catholic churches in Muslim countries.
Yeah, but in some Muslim countries.
Why are we even talking about that?
It's anyway, a topic for another day.
Try education for Irish citizens and giving them options other than hanging out. Oh, here we go about then hanging out in the street. So what Justin's saying, I want to just break it down mm-hmm. here. And Angela, I'm sure your ears are about to explode here. So what Justin is saying is the Irish government should stop spending money on building mosques, which they don't. They're privately built. Okay, so there you go. Justin, sorry for dissing you, but you're wrong. And secondly, the old thing, and this annoys Katie, this boils Katie's piss, there's nothing for them to do.
Yeah, that does boil
Go at him,
my
Katie.
Piss.
Go at him. I'll let you off the leash. Go. The muzzle's off.
He won't come on the phone.
Well, you can. No, because he hasn't
get
got the
Get him on the phone.
Well, can I? Get
there's
man to get him on the phone.
There's nothing for them to do. And what's he saying that this isn't, that it's judgmental of me to say dole
the
parents?
Citizens
the,
aren't being, the citizens aren't being given them any more options other than hanging out in the streets. Piss off, Justin.
Yeah,
and we don't
Justin,
need you as
go
a follower.
And shite.
So if you're sitting,
well,
we don't
harsh.
Care. No, we don't care
it's
if
a
we
bit
lose.
Harsh.
Oh, it's not harsh. We don't care if we lose you because that old excuse. I've been doing this type of show for 30
years.
Well,
he's making out that our comments about people being on the dole are unfair. I guarantee you, I would put my house on it.
Jesus.
I'd put my house on it.
Well, you don't own your house. You can't put it on it.
Well, the banks own it, but I'll put it on anyway.
The front door. Put the front door on.
Put the front door and the front window on it.
Yeah, okay.
That if you were to talk to any of the parents of these little scroats who are around causing trouble, the scruff bag parents, I guarantee you they're all doll heads who are sitting at home scratching their balls at 12 o'clock in the day instead of going to work.
Yes, Justin. Make parents should be accountable for their kids. It's not the government's job to raise your kids, Justin.
Please, Jeremy, I'm getting a lot of sass here.
Jess, how are you?
There he is. Is Angela still there?
She is. I think she is. Yep. Well, sorry, by the way, just breaking news. We've lost a listener. Justin is gone.
Okay, you need to build a bridge and get over that.
Okay, I'm over. Sorry, go on. Sorry, Jess, go on.
Sorry to disappoint you, Angela. No argy-bargy today. I'm 100% with you.
Yay, there we go.
Yes, woo, yes. Woo.
It happened. I never thought I'd see this.
It's a lesbian love-in. It's a lesbian love-in.
Okay, you really need to go now.
Okay, do I?
Seriously.
Okay, sorry.
You are very heated up today.
Sorry about that. Oh, sorry, ladies. Come on, let's have our lesbian love-in.
Go on, Jess.
Go on, Jess.
No, there's no need for under-18s to be out in the cold and dark at night. Absolutely not. There's no need.
You were a young woman once, no?
I was, and I lied through my teeth.
Yeah. Have you ever caused trouble?
Yeah. I did not. I didn't bring the guards to my door. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We can't cherry-pick who are the good kids and who are the bad kids.
But you're kind of making my point for me there. That's
no, but,
exactly
but,
what
but then you're disagreeing with Angela because Angela wants a blanket curfew on anybody who's a teenager.
No, and I do as well, because you can't pick and choose who are the good kids and the bad kids.
Oh, sorry, so you're disagreeing with Katie. Oh, so it's not a love in Katie.
Oh, why is it always me against the world?
Okay,
it's
Angela,
okay,
there's
I'm
too many people in this threesome, Angela. You go. It's just Katie and...
How is it fair, Jess, to blame... to take it out on the kids who aren't little scruffs. How is it fair?
Because no, good kid, you're
that's
not...
Just,
you're
Katie,
not
Katie, that's just life. All the good things are ruined by bad people.
Okay,
that's just life.
Right. So why don't we close all the pubs? Because some people can't be trusted
that's
with alcohol.
Good,
no, Jeremy,
know.
Hang on. No, but if you're going to...
That's different. It's adults.
How is it different?
With responsibility.
How is it different?
Because it's adults, they should have responsibility.
No, but they don't, is the point.
These are just out for trouble.
No, listen, all you're doing is creating better liars. You do this thing of all curfews. They'll sneak out. They'll hide it better.
Kids will lie whether you're strict or not.
Stricter parents raise better liars, Jess.
If your kid came up to you and said, oh, the sky is blue, are you going to believe them or are you going to look out the window twice?
Oh, I'd look out the window twice, 100%. I don't
believe
them.
Teenagers
are savages. Teenagers.
You're agreeing with me that they're all liars.
Yeah, but I was able, but I still never caused my parents that much grief other than they didn't know where I was or whatever. I was doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing. But
if you're a naive parent who thinks that your little angel is as good as gold and they're not doing anything, they're up to something.
But every teenager is up to something. But it's par for the course of growing up. You have to get in a bit of trouble. You have to test the waters a bit. It's all part of the development. Once you're not going out,
there's getting in trouble and then there's just being an absolute scrout and half of them are just fucking scrouts looking for trouble.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree that half of them are scrouts and that they come from scroutish parents.
You're losing some more listeners here. Will you stop? Seriously.
But the problem is
I have to pay for my kids to go to college.
I think you're all right in that one, Jeremy.
Thanks.
the point is, Katie, even if we were able to enforce curfews and we had enough guards, because we know we don't, but if we had enough to actually go through, do you think they're going to take the time to cherry pick, are you a good kid, are you a bad kid?
But that's the whole point, just to have guards out in the streets to deal with the scum.
We don't have enough of them and the laws have gone too soft. The problem is that we changed the laws and gone too soft.
If you start imposing bans, blanket bans, after teens being out, especially 16-year-olds, 8 o'clock, you're asking for trouble.
But there's no need for them to be out, that's
shit,
the point.
Yes, that's nanny state shit.
But there's no need for them to be out, that's the
there's
point.
No
there's
need.
Nothing open
there's
for them.
No
there's no need for
them to be out. They're out with their mates.
Jesus is real.
Stop.
This is really weird. I'm agreeing with Jess now. There is absolutely no reason.
But that's you're old-fashioned though, Jeremy.
I'm old-fashioned.
You are old-fashioned. You grew up up in a bubble. You did. You are literally so out of touch with reality. It's scary sometimes.
Katie, what do they do? They stand on the street lamps.
It doesn't matter what they do. It's all a part of growing up. You hang around. You go out to your mates. Would I stop? It's a part of growing up, Jess. You start imposing bans like that, and I'm telling you now, you'll have a worse situation on your hand where you'll have kids sneaking out, kids causing more trouble. I'd rather my kids be as open with me as possible within reason.
The problem was, and like I said before, it's because he went too soft. He closed down the detention centres. That's where all this shit started. Because he went
Bring back Obersound detention centre. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Jess. Thank you very much. Let's have a listen to this from Jay.
Afternoon, Jay. Afternoon, Jeremy.
Oh God, he's not happy.
Come here. It's called trust. And for fucking Andrew there, we've tell her to get off her little soapbox, her little high horse. She doesn't have kids. She doesn't know what it's like to rear kids. She doesn't know what it's like, okay? That man is doing perfectly all right, his daughter going out to McDonald's. My daughter does it, she's 15. She comes down to me at the weekends, she'll go over to supermarkets with her friends. It's ready to get free internet. Okay, if you trust your kids and you bring your kids up, right, you've no worries with the man, okay? You'd know that if you had kids. And as for you, Dixon, would you lay off of calling everybody scumbag?
That was actually Katie.
Yeah, that was me.
Herd mentality. You were all there, you've seen a few people throwing rocks, they threw rocks. And as for you, we didn't have protests in the 80s and the 90s, Dixon. We all know you lived a structured life. Probably had the right time to fart and fucking piss. Yep. Not everybody's like that. And not everybody has scumbag parents and scumbag kids. 3 days you're at it now trying to turn the people out that they're all scumbags. Not once have you mentioned the guards and how they behaved.
Jay's talking about the protesters. You call them the protesters scum.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, sorry, Jay. What I said, and I'll repeat, maybe you missed the start of it, and I've said it on the last three episodes. I said, the people from City West and Sagart did exactly what they should do. They did peaceful protesting. The ones throwing the rocks, we spent the whole week speaking to people from City West and Sagart. The people throwing the rocks at the Gardaí were not from City West. So I see two different kind. What were we calling them during the week? They're literally career rioters. That's what they are. They hear about a riot going on. Yeah, let's go up and batter the guard. Let's go up and throw the rock. You know, they were even aiming laser pens at the guard helicopter.
They are scroats.
Yeah, so they are. So, Jay, don't tell me that they're not scroats, because they are. Now, the people with a genuine protest and genuine grievances, the people of City West, I stand by them 100%.
Genuine protesters don't need balaclavas.
No, they don't. You're right. You know? They don't. The gas thing is, these fuckers would wear masks during COVID. Why won't wear a mask? Why won't wear a mask for anybody? Why won't wear a mask? Apart from when I'm bricking the guards out of it. So,
I would love you to rock up to one of those protests now this evening. I'd love you to walk up in front of, like, hey, you're all scum.
Yeah,
watch yourself.
One of the scrolls threatened us yesterday on the podcast, saying, come on up and come face
to
face.
Why don't you?
I'm busy.
You're all talk here. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is and head out to City West tonight?
Why don't you go off and go on a car meet in an industrial estate?
No.
Behind your parents' back?
Those days are gone.
Oh, they are.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, old woman now.
Old woman.
She's going to bingo tonight.
Decrepit. Anyway.
Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. If you didn't get your opinions on, my apologies, because as we always say, it's first come, first serve basis. That's how it works. Now, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, what can they do, Katie?
I have no idea. I've never done this part.
Wow. Okay.
I actually don't know how they can subscribe. I think they go on to Spotify.
Well, how did you subscribe to this podcast?
I don't think I did subscribe. Oh, I think I just go onto it and listen.
She's after losing another listener.
No, isn't it? You go onto Spotify and you hit the bell button. Am I right?
The follow on the bell, Katie. The follow on the bell. Okay. Guys, hit the follow on the bell. Or you can also join our WhatsApp channel by texting the word add me on WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. You'll be part of our WhatsApp channel. Just WhatsApp the words add me to 085-825-2626. You'll be on our WhatsApp channel. You'll get the link to the podcast sent to you every day. And you can also message us if there's a topic you want brought up on the next edition of Opinions Matter.